everyone, welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. In life, we can do so much more when we welcome the guidance of the Holy Spirit. The Lord has so many wonderful things to say and share with us. Nothing should be taken lightly because God loves us. And all of His wisdom will take us where we really need to be. The Lord is moving by His Spirit. He has so much to say, so many wonderful things to do. It's important to go forward. There are so many things against your progress, and we need the guidance of God and His wisdom to conquer and thrive in life. There are so many things to overcome and conquer. We have so many wars we have to fight, and sometimes all at once. We have the battle within and areas where we didn't make up our mind to serve God. Now we got, you know, those that got that, even as we, when we get saved, that's one battle we won. We won the whole battle if we got saved in the first place. But then there are things that the Word of God is going to tell you to do. And sometimes you have to win a battle just to do it. To stay out of sin, that's a battle all by itself. Because the mind still wants to sin. The body still craves sin. But the Lord will help you do what you got to do. And I always say, if you can win the battle within, you can win any fight. You can win any battle. If you can win the battle within. Another example is Gethsemane. When Jesus was in the garden of that beautiful garden of Gethsemane where He went to pray. Out of all the places He went to a place where He enjoyed the most, I believe. And that's where He conquered that cross. Now He knew the Father's will. He knew it was time for Him to die. He had to do it. Everything with God is strategic. You have to do it on time for it to work right. Don't forget that. You have to do God's business on time for it to work properly. Now, he had to die. And sometimes when I got to preach, and I know I got to preach, and I'm about to minister God's word, I go somewhere and pray in the Holy Spirit. I see other ministers do it too. They go gird up their mind, and they put their mind on the thoughts that God put in their heart. And they're preparing themselves to be a vessel. And they pray in tongues. They pray in the Holy Spirit. And, you know, and a confidence comes. What are they doing? They're fighting. They're fighting the good fight. They're preparing themselves to win and not lose. It's important. And you can feel the courage come up in you, the willingness to obey God, and then the joy that goes with it. You can feel all of these things happening on the inside. And then when you go deliver the message, you do it right. You do what God give you to do. He give you more than you expect. And people live. And you know, this can become a routine, and you can get used to it. And people who hear the word of God often enough, they get used to it. Sometimes they shout and respond, and sometimes they just sit back and enjoy the ride. And then over time, it'll look like, well, nothing's happening. And a pastor friend of mine, we were talking about this, how sometimes things like you seem like you're in a stalemate, nothing's really happening. I said, well, it's always working. I say everything you do does something. I say sometimes it's not people, you know, as ministers, we want to see greatness. We want to see people do outstanding things. and make outstanding decisions and prosper and do all these wonderful things. Sometimes the best of your work is not what you see, it's what you don't see. You see people thriving in life. People are being encouraged. They're not getting divorced. See, some people are headed for divorce and they receive the information in time that they desperately needed by the Holy Spirit because you yielded yourself to be a vessel. And now their marriage is working, their children are happy. They're not having to bail their children out of jail. Nobody's on drugs. And the people that were on drugs got off. See, all these things, well, all these miseries have in common, they're embarrassing and people don't talk about it. People don't talk about how they almost got divorced unless they feel a need to share it. People like for people to think the best of them. And couples that struggle with something or have a problem, most of the time they're going to keep it private. They might talk to the pastor about it to get counsel. But some things are stopped before it starts. Some things are halted before it begins to be a problem, before it becomes known. And teenagers almost get in trouble every day. You know, teenagers, there's so many things. They're not used to, they're very concerned about what people think and how they're received among their peers. And they want to be popular. And they haven't made up their mind on a lot of things. And they're making their way as they go. And they have their own problems and struggles. And they need the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And pastors minister to everybody. And the parents hear and know how to help their children. And it helps the parents know how to yield to the Holy Spirit. Sometimes parents know what to pray for. They know what to pray for and they do it. And it works. And they just don't know how close that child came to doing something foolish. And they may never know unless that child one day grow up and tell them. All of this is going on in every church. And the Holy Spirit is moving by His Spirit. And we all need to know what He's doing. We need to know His will. When we're linked to Him, we win. And there are so many battles that we win. The battle within. And then the courage we need. The battle that we're doing the work. There's a pushback. Sometimes people don't understand what God is doing. And they think a certain way and they resist the wisdom of God. And they don't know what God can do. And sometimes people love the world. Now I've been talking a lot about loving the world lately because it's a problem. But there's more to people than loving the world. I believe most people want what's right. And they don't know what loving the world would do to them. And see, there are moments in your life, if you act on the world and influence, it can cost you everything. And I know this. And I know that if you play with the world, it's a high chance you may not win. Because if you love the world will definitely vacuum you on in there. And you won't have a mind to come out. The world itself creates a weakness in you. And it can affect your will. It's addictive. It's a problem. But I'm not afraid of it. I just know how it works. You have to use love to come out of it. You can conquer the world by the love of God. And you can stay away from the world by not fearing it. See, whatever you fear has the mastery over your life. It's a master to you. It commands you. And that's what Satan is after. If you play with his toys, there are strings attached. He's going to try to command your life. But God made you to command your own life. And The salvation that Jesus provided us, it puts you in a position so that you can, so that you're in control like you're supposed to be. And from there, you can go on and do the greater works of God. But being saved puts you in the master's seat again. Not God, you. And then you'll invite God in your life to help you do whatever it is you got to do. And that's the order of God. And sometimes people think, well, getting saved, that put God in the master's seat. No, it puts you in the master's seat. And you, and see with God, it's a love relationship. That's what people, that's how people miss it. They think God want to control every part of their life. No, he wants you to be a faithful steward of your whole life. And then you invite him and use his wisdom. It's a love relationship. It's just like having children. You want your children to thrive in life, and you want the best for them. Your heart is towards them. You give them the best advice and the best advantage you can as a parent. And you dispatch them out there in the world to do great things at their will. Now, there are helicopter parents that try to govern every little part of that. That's crazy. You know, that's what they call parents that just hover over their children and watch every little thing, and they get on the teacher's nerves and they act like the children are stupid. But God don't act like you're stupid. You're made in his image. You can do this. And that's what you're going to learn if you keep following him. You can do this. You. Grow and learn and do it. And be faithful. Jesus gave a parable of the talent. And this parable of the talent, the minas, the talent, gave 1 5, 1 2, and 1 1. And the man who got 10, who had 5 talents, he was the wisest of the bunch. He was the most capable, so he made 10 out of 5. And then the man that he gave 2 to, he made 4. He did just as good, but on this level, he did great. And the man who had 1, he went and buried it. Now, because he was afraid of losing his Lord's money. God's not afraid of you losing something. He wants you to get out there in the game and win. Use your wisdom, do what you have to do, and make it happen. I believe it's the story suggests that God wanted him to do what was wise. But at least if he was trying, he would have done something. He said, why didn't you take my money and put it in the usury so that it would have drawn interest? And then he took that and gave it to the man that had 10. Cast the other man away. Fired him. It's important to understand the order of God. But see, he's going to help you win every battle, especially the one within. If you can agree with God, you can do anything. If you win that battle, well, the next one's going to be easy, and then the next one's going to be easy, all the way down to where you have to conquer Satan. Satan is no match for a man that loves God and has decided to dedicate his whole life to God. That man won the battle within. So when he tells Satan, stop it in Jesus' name. Satan, no matter how Satan feel about it, no matter how loud he talk, he got to quit. Before heaven, I do it all the time. When I see satanic activity or sense it, I just tell Satan to stop. Stop it. And he leaves. He can't help it. He don't have a choice. Satan can be very obedient to your command. If you're following God, he'll follow you. He'll do what you say do. Most of, you know, whenever I'm telling him to do something, I'm not telling him to do my bidding. I don't want Satan involved in nothing I have. I don't want him to do anything for me. I don't want his money. I don't want him at all in my life. I don't want his suggestions, his advice, I don't want his help. I want him to stop whatever he's doing against me. And I don't have to wait till it manifests. I can just, sometime I just kill his whole plan. I say, Satan, I rebuke your whole plan against my life in Jesus' name. I just shut it down. And that's how you fight him. We have authority over him. And we can bind and loose. What we bind on earth is bound in heaven. What we loose on earth is also loosed in heaven. We can stop his attacks at our will. We can stop all of them if we want to. If you win the battle within, the battle without is easy. The battle against ministry is also easy. And when you feel when the pushback, when people, when you're ministering to people and you feel, you can feel the resistance, remember, he that is within you is greater than he that's in the world. They're outclassed. They are. Everybody that resists the word of God and want to do what the world is doing, they're outclassed. And you can easily win. You can break their yokes and minister the word and get them out of their misery. Because you love God. You can help them. And the Lord knows this. We're made in his image and we agree with him. They're made in his image too. But they've been lied to. The light exposes everything for what it is. Light, the light of God's word exposes everything as it is for what it is. Every time. So when you take time and you hear the Lord, you're receiving a wisdom that overcomes the world, your faith. Then you can put a demand on the promises that God, you speak the promises and you change the facts. You change the reality. Yes, there's a problem out there, but you're conquering that problem biblically. The battle of the body, when the body's sick, is fighting. You have a promise for that problem. Jesus took on every disease. You can't have a disease that he didn't have first. He knows exactly how you feel while you're sick. Because he bore that sickness, carried our diseases for us. And he did it legally. And they beat him. And he was innocent now. He was innocent and they beat him. But that's how he redeemed our bodies from sickness. And all forms of disease and combinations of disease. So however you feel and however you felt when you were sick, he felt that first. And the people that lived before he died for us, they felt it and he felt what they felt. People in Old Testament times, he felt their pains and their diseases. Everything. The botch, the itch, everything. The word said he didn't even look like a man when he bore our sickness, carried our disease. He didn't look like a man on the cross when he was redeeming us. He went through a lot of turmoil. And he prepared himself. He won the battle in the garden. Don't wait till the last moment to start fighting. When you know you're walking into satanic territory, start fighting ahead of time. That's the time to have a made-up mind to win the battle within. And you can easily conquer the battle on the outside, the spiritual war, and win. You can win that war. It's easy. God loves us. And he has so much to do in our lives. He cares about us deeply. He wants us to live like he does. We're made in his image to do what he does. The word of God puts you in control. And then you can choose the ways of God and prosper. That's how it works. Easy. It's easy. It's not hard. A man that used to be stingy can be saved and grow. And he'll outgrow being stingy. And he'll become generous. And he'll learn to prosper God's way. A person that was angry, he can outgrow his anger. He can win that battle, outgrow it, overcome it, and he can live by the love of God, the wisdom of God. People that used to be foolish, they can be wise. They can outgrow their foolishness. They can learn the wisdom of God. They can learn to be wise. They can go forward. They can do great things. And they'll have mercy on people that were foolish. And they can do the things of God and not the things of evil. All these things are important. The Lord has so much to say and share. If we take Him at His word, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Now again, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in our lives. Help us grow. Help us do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We're not alone. God is with us. Jesus' name is also Emmanuel. God is with us. God is with us. Now I'm out of time. The Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.